5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living, interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's Grave Confession.
I am calling from North Carolina, and the story that I've been holding on to for a while, and I wasn't sure if I wanted to share it or not, but I finally decided to share it and see what you think about it. I moved out of my parents' house and moved with my brother and his family and my family, and so it was my brother, my sister-in-law, my niece, myself, my husband, and my daughter. And my husband and my brother used to work together, and they would work outside of state for several days at a time, sometimes up to a week. And so I would be left at home with my daughter and my sister-in-law and my niece. And there's always just this eerie feeling in the air. We're always in a mood. We really couldn't, it's not that we didn't get along, it's that we didn't feel the need to even speak to each other. We were in the same home. We were walking through the same rooms, and we just, it was like a heaviness. It almost toxic because we could go outside and breathe some fresh air, and then, you know, we were great. But when we were inside the home, just everything was different. And not long after we moved in, my daughter started doing just some really creepy stuff, and so it began with her waking up at 3 a.m. at night, and then she had a doll, a favorite doll that she would take, and she would take it to the closet, and the closet was very dark, didn't have any lights, and she would take it to the closet, and I could hear her talking, and she was two, and she wasn't really much of a talker, so but it was so clear, and she would talk to this doll as if she was talking to an adult. You know, yes, ma'am, and today was great, and just telling her about herself, like, you know, not full sentences, but, you know, she would say purple, which was her favorite color, or I like dogs, just things that were very her. And so I would wake up and I could hear her, and my closet was right across from my bed, and I would call her over and tell her to come back to bed. And eventually, when she wouldn't listen to me, I would get up and go check on her and realize that she wasn't awake. Her eyes were closed, and it was as if she was in a trance. And then it was almost like she didn't know what was going on because she never mentioned it. But it was an everyday thing, and it was becoming such a problem. And so I would sometimes close the closet and put something around it, like a zip tie, so it wouldn't be opened. And she would always find a way to open it, and it was right across the bed. And it became so creepy to me because it wasn't stopping. And then about a month later, my niece started waking up at 3 a.m. And my niece was hysterical. And so I would take my daughter out of the room. I would try not to wake her up because I've heard that if you wake them up, you know, may put them in a state of shock or psychosis. I'm not sure how true that is, but it was always a fear that. So I wouldn't wake her up. I would kind of take her out of the room, carry her around, and take the doll away. And that doll, by the way, was not allowed to be in the room, and it was always end up in the room. And so we started to realize with my sister-in-law that we could hear footsteps. We could hear footsteps creaking, and that house had an attic that had been fully remodeled. It had carpet and everything. And it was meant to be a room for whoever is renting the home. And we didn't need that extra room because we had a room downstairs. So we didn't go up there. We didn't even have anything up there. And we started to hear these footsteps. And at first we kind of brushed it off. Oh, it must be us, because we were walking around, both of us walking around with our daughters trying to, you know, maintain peace. And so we started to notice this, and my sister-in-law was trying to be very brave, and she's like, okay, I'm going to go up there, and I'm going to ask what's going on. And she goes up there, and she's like, leave us alone. Leave us alone. You need to leave us alone. You need to leave whoever you are. And all I heard was a thump. And I looked, and the attic door had opened from where she had hit so hard. And she told me something pushed. And we never went back up there. I told my husband. I told my brother. They're very skeptical. And so, you know, they didn't believe us. And we were trying to tell them. And so I started to go to my mom's house when my husband would leave, because I didn't want to be there. It was just such a heaviness. I did not want to be there. And it was as if whatever it was followed us where we went. And at my mom's house, my daughter, instead of waking up with a doll, she started to wake up and look at the walls and look at the ceilings and just yell. And it was such a hysterical yell, and you could see the panic in her eyes. And I would try to calm her down, and eventually I would calm her down and she would sleep with me. But it was same time, just different reaction. And after that, my husband started having these dreams. And in these dreams, he would see a older lady with a black cloak over her head. And it would whisper to him that, I want your child. I don't care about you. I don't want you. I want your child, and I'm going to take your child from me. And in the dream, our daughter was in her crib, and the woman in the cloak was picking her up and taking her with her. And he started to have these dreams, and then I started to have the same dreams, and we would both wake up with this panic, checking if she was okay, and she always was okay. So it never became something physical, but it was almost like, you know, that was the only thing missing because we were so scared, and we would touch our daughter and make sure that she was fine, but she was there because it was this panic that we would go into. So eventually we started looking for a cleansing and prayer. And so we started doing all this, and it seemed to stop, to subside, like, but it only stopped at my parents' home. When we would go back to where we lived, which we didn't have an option to leave, because of financial circumstances and we had signed a lease, we couldn't get out of it at the moment. So we had to stick around. And so when we would go back home, the same things would happen. And then we started to feel that the blankets were being pulled off of us. And when we started to feel that, when I realized that at this point, it wasn't just something psychological. It wasn't something that we couldn't see anymore. It was something that we felt. We decided to move. And so we'd been in the home for 6 months when we left. So all this happened throughout a 6 month period. And when we finally decided that we were going to leave, I went to ask the landlord for our deposit because the deposit hadn't been returned and we had left the home in pretty good condition. I mean, based off how we got it, it was pretty much the same condition, nothing broken or anything like that. And so I went to the landlord and he was always very kind. And I went to him and I said, are you going to return our deposit? I think we earned our deposit back. And he said, yeah, of course. Just can you please get your grandmother out of the house? And so when he said that, it caught me very much off guard. I was in shock for a moment. I didn't know what to say. I froze up. To me, it seems like I froze up for several minutes. But when I checked the time, it had only been about a minute, if not, you know, less than a minute. And I told him, I don't know what you're talking about. The only ones on the lease are me, my husband, my brother, and his wife and our daughters. And he said, yeah, but I always knew that you had somebody else in there. He said, I just didn't want to say anything. And I said, I don't know what you were talking about. And he said, I always saw the older lady looking out the window of the attic. And when he said that, my mind went blank. It just, there wasn't anything coming out of my mouth, but in my mind, I was connecting all the dots. And finally I came to, and I told him, nobody else lived with us. And I wasn't even able to mention anything about the deposit or anything. My mind was gone, and I did not go back. I decided to never go back, and he lived right beside the house. So I never went back for the deposit. I left it as it was. I was so scared. And then at the same time, I was relieved because I knew that I wasn't going crazy anymore. And so, yeah, that's the story. And just let me know what you think about it.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten.com.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Game day starts before kickoff. Get ready for the big game with help from Menards. Find great deals on sofas and recliners to keep guests comfortable all game long. Score big savings and stock up on game day goodies. Shop a variety of snacks and drinks to keep your party fueled up. Make Menards a part of your game plan. Shop in-store or on Menards.com and save big money.
Save big money at Menards.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Save big money at Menards and stock up on your favorite Procter & Gamble products. We carry quality products from brands you can trust, like Dawn, Tide, Bounty, and more. Keep your home clean and stocked with essentials like paper towels, toilet paper, dish soap, and more. Save big money on Procter & Gamble products now through February 8th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.